Thank you so much for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Hi. My name is Victoria Lord. I didn't order. Anyway, they've given me a credit, and they've given me a number to apply, but it's not working on the. It's not working on your site.
I'm sorry. You said they gave you a number to apply for. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they wouldn't give me back my money, so they said they gave me a damn credit instead, which makes me have to order off their line. But I'm trying to order something, and it won't let me do it. Just get my money back that way.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Victoria Lord, L-O-R-D. If they could give me my cash back, I'd prefer it.
Okay. Ms. Lord, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
130 Jill Lane, Jacksonville, Florida, 32189.
Okay, bear with me one moment, because I do see here that you had our Wi-Fi booster, which was a free gift, but you did not decline or cancel that monthly subscription, so you were charged that monthly subscription price. And I see that you called in and canceled the account. Well, that's why it's not allowing you to use the voucher, because the account is canceled.
Well, how am I to get my money back? That's, they told me to go ahead and use this, that they, because they're not sending back my money. I prefer to get my money back. But I never even got it. I wasn't supposed to be on a membership. It was just that paying for that one. They ended up taking out for, here, I mean, look, there's more than just that. Like $100 and some odd they took. Over $6 and some odd cents that's supposed to be taken as all. You there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. I'm just looking through the account. Now, I only see where you were charged at $7.45 for the shipping and handling and $49.97. What I can do is provide you with a 35% refund of those, that monthly subscription charge, because honestly, those monthly subscriptions are final sale. Once that charge goes in, there's no refund back. But I can give you that one-time courtesy of 35% back.
35%.
Yes, ma'am.
But I told them back, and I wasn't supposed to have been on one. Let me get a pen. Hold on a second. What is 35% of? Then I never received the thing of a bob either that was supposedly.
No, showing that it was shipped in January. Give me just a second. Let me track it and see.
Please do.
Yeah, showing that it was delivered on January the 10th to the home address on file.
Well, I didn't get it. I'll talk to my neighbors about it, but I didn't get it.
Okay. Bear with me.
I've got Comcast. Why do I need the thing of a bob? It doesn't make any sense. And I have Hulu. The other part that I don't have. Well, they took out more than just that, too.
Okay, so the most that I am able to do, are you still there? I know you told me to hold on, Ms. Lord. Ms. Lord, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right, now the most that I can do is provide you with my employee discount, which is going to be a 50% discount, where I can refund you back 50% of those charge.
Let me see what I'll require from him. I'm starting with my bank account.
Yes, ma'am, I can tell you what we charged. We charge $49.97.
And then $7.40.
No, that's for the shipping and handling. The $7.45 is for the shipping and handling that is non-refundable.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be okay with that then. So I guess, but I haven't received it, so that doesn't make any sense why I even have to eat that.
Okay. Now, it's showing that it has been delivered to the home address on file. Ms. Lord, what I can do is provide you with the tracking number so that you're able to give that to your post office, and maybe they can see about that product. Whenever you're ready, I have the tracking number available for you.
Okay, go ahead. Wait a minute. Let's put tracking
number here. 49. 49. I'm sorry, not 49. 940-01-111. So that should be 41.
Okay, thank you.
07-98-48-79-37-2144.
Holy shit. I'm sorry. I ran out of paper here. Let me read it back to you. Okay, it's 9400, and then there's 41.
Mm-hmm.
07-98-48-79-37-2144.
Correct.
Holy, and this is UPS?
USPS.
USPS. That's what that thing was on there. I kept wondering what the heck that USPS thing was on there. As a idiot in holding or something. It's coming in it comes in my spam folder. So maybe they still have the whatever it is. Okay, well, anyway, USPS. All right. And then what are we doing with the rest of this thing now?
Providing you with a 50% refund.
Which is what you got written down for you.
That'll be $24.95. Now, with that refund, it does take about 3 to 5 business days for that refund to reflect into the account. But if you'll bear with me one moment, I'll go ahead and get everything issued back on our end for you today.
Yeah, that'll work. Thank you. Yeah, let me do that, and then I'll call this. I'll get online with that USPS. That kept showing up on my damn spam folder in there. I didn't know what the heck it was, so I got on it once and I didn't understand what they were talking about, so I got off it thinking it was a scam. Was I to sign for the thing?
I'm sorry?
Was I supposed to sign for it?
I'm not certain.
Okay.
And I am still here. I'm just about done making these adjustments.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Sam, what was your name, please?
Samaya.
Thank you, Miss Samaya. Beautiful name.
Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding with me. So I did go ahead and get the account canceled as well as that refund issue back to the account. Now, it does take about 3 to 5 business days for that refund to reflect into the account, but I already submit everything on my end for you today.
Yes, I appreciate you very much. You have a blessed day.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day as well.
Thanks.
Thank you.